Hi everyone, this is Terry Nazon, world famous astrologer, and today is Tuesday. The day ruler is the planet Mars, ruler of the sign of Aries, co-ruler of the sign of Scorpio. And of course the moon is in another fire sign, the sign of Leo, but it's waning. That means this is the time after the full moon, after things have culminated. So the energy isn't as potent. It's sort of a wait and see, let's see what happens, let's put forth a little energy here. But the moon in Leo is nonetheless creative, ruling entertainment, romance, intimacy, your personal talents, and children's issues. It's all how you entertain yourself, what makes you happiest, and where you feel the most fortunate and lucky. We're going to start with the sign of Aries. Aries, we are all getting ready to see how your sun sign will manifest in the world. Aries jumps into things headfirst with a surprising burst of force and energy, but with no real plan as to what happens next. So maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that excites you to just do something and see where you land or see where you fall and see what happens. Well, sometimes life calls for that potent energy. You too start to jump in and take action, sometimes without telling anybody what you have planned or what you want to do. Some things you'll keep to yourself. That is until Saturn and Neptune conjoin in February. Then you'll just be a burst of energy, you'll be full of yourself, and you'll do things out in the open. You're getting your mojo back, of course you are, and you're gearing up for something great. Until that time, you'll find who you used to be and start putting together the pieces of yourself and your past like a jigsaw puzzle. Taurus, I hope you're moving in slow motion and moving kind of in low gear. That's what you should be doing right through your birthday, which is going to be in the month of May. So there's a lot going on until then as Uranus winds down his cycle, his transiting cycle in your sun sign. And we need to be very careful. Second and third time with Uranus are not necessarily a charm. You probably have a new boss or a boss that's weird and strange, unpredictable, and showing his power over you. You know the routine by now. Don't rock the boat. And think before you speak. Part of the powers to be bringing you power is not by opposing them. You gain power by kind of going along with things right now. Things can turn out very well for you, so says your ruler, Venus. And you can read more about that on my website. Or not so much when Mars enters the sign of Aquarius in the month of February or late January, well, then things become, well, strained. They can become awkward and they can become volatile. So Uranus can make you richer or poorer by your birthday, but you'll have to navigate when Mars is in the sign of Aquarius and kind of squares natal Uranus or you transiting Uranus in your sun sign. Although you've been a little radical out there, boisterous, even a bully sometimes and too opinionated, it's time to change. All that has run its course, darlings. It's time to be your sweet-natured Taurus self. Gemini, it's the lunar nodes that are and have been in a pivotal position in your chart, but you still have some unforgettable moments ahead of you. Until then, try not to put yourself in harm's way. The planets align and you feel invigorated, ready to take on the world. You go from feeling out of sync with the cosmos to getting in sync and back on top of things. Is this the planet Saturn finally rewarding you for your hard work and sacrifices? Yeah, it just might be. This is his covenant promise to those who work hard under his harsh conditions. He brings and gives rewards. You put everything you have experienced together and make it all work for you now. You find a new way to pick yourself up and out of a depressing cycle, and that's a good thing. So what's ahead for you in 2026? Cancer, I wonder if you know that you share the same sun sign with the United States. So things must be pretty hectic in your life too. You're getting the cosmic message that things will change in the future, but you don't really have an exact date yet. But that's usually the way it goes with transits. Perhaps your mate, partner, significant other, family member, in-law, friend, or roommate starts to talk about their plans and how they're going to go off on their own or do their own thing. Their plans do not necessarily include you, Cancer. Someone near and dear to you, who you've come to rely on, might pursue a new career, travel more, win a court case, or go to jail. Well, it could happen. So relying on someone else's money or financial help might be changing. It might be challenging too. But reality says, wait a minute, who's relying on who? You've been supportive financially of someone near and dear to you, and it's time to realize all that you've given and all the support you have provided for someone. Others among you may find a new love or romance that they're more suited to. That means you could find love in 2026. Leo, it's your day today, and you're tooting your own horn, clapping for yourself, and really kind of patting yourself on the back. Additionally, you're not playing games with people these days, and you stick your feet in the ground and draw a line and say, my way or the highway. Oh boy, that stops people in their tracks and makes them think twice about messing with a fierce lion. You have more power and physical force than your opponents, and you're in a better position to win right now. It's all or nothing, you say. You're not making many friends, though, and in fact, some could rise up on you. So be careful. Things are just getting underway for you. Virgo, things are going to happen in your personal life that will feel completely unpredictable. Of course, it's that Saturn-Neptune conjunction that's building up right now in your relationship and marriage zone. It's even your partnership zone and best friend zone. Something is building up. And of course, where do you stand? It's hard to know. Does someone want to get back together with you? Are they being honest with you? Have things actually changed? You certainly can be tempted to find out as the planets transit through your solar sector of passions, love, and romance. Oh boy. Still, while you don't take an intimate encounter too seriously, someone else might take it very seriously. All I can say is, baby, don't get stuck on me. Libra, as a cardinal sign or cardinal rising sign, you're making some decisions and seeing things quite differently. Where have you been spending your prime working hours? What have you been doing? Many of you start to become frustrated with your daily routine, job, the boss, and feel like you may be wasting your time at a dead-end job. It's necessary to embrace the future, learn more, and kind of branch out. Maybe you already started to make inroads with like-minded people or people who see you in a far different light than those around you right now. You've done a lot, you've accomplished much, and you can't be around people who don't know your work, don't know what you've done, your educational background, or who you've been. You can't feel like a nobody. Libra is most likely to walk away abruptly and change the course of their lives. Is another move ahead for you, or just a bigger fence? Scorpio, the desire to be on your own, free of the clutches of an overbearing family member, and not relying on someone else for handouts or needing to ask permission to spend money, is not the life you imagined for yourself. But somehow, you might be looking around to free yourself from an oppressive situation. It's almost time to start over, take a new position at work, or get a new job. And you're about to build a whole new life for yourself from the bottom up. Finally, you can do what you've wanted to do your way and make a name for yourself through hard work, your own hard work. Don't get sidetracked by love in 2026. Sagittarius, the lunar nodes are in a pivotal position in your chart, making you wonder which way to go. Do you cater to the rich or do you help the less fortunate? Some of you are rescuers and want to help others, while others, Sagittarius individuals, definitely are not rescuers and are in their own little bubbles, far away from what's going on in the big bad world. That's not judging. It's just how Saturn and Neptune have played out in your charts. That will change. Today is a good day to do something for yourself. And maybe you want to go off, you want to shop, you want to just take a moment for your time, have lunch, but then you find yourself called back home or called back to make an executive decision. Things change, the kids go off to school, but you still need to supervise. Capricorn, happy solar return. As you slowly but surely start to reawaken and wonder, Where have I been? Well, give that some thought, will you? Where have you been? Have you been under someone's spell or influence? And if you're experiencing a reawakening like so many of the cardinal signs Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn have, realize you're not alone. As your ruler Saturn, conjunction with Neptune in the coming weeks, prompts a fresh start, which will help you avoid depression and teach you new ways to achieve peace of mind, which is an essential. You'll realize that a strong body also contributes to a strong mind. You are where your thoughts are. Guess what? You're already feeling this new energy as you slowly start to change your routine, slowly come back to life. It's not the time to give up, but dig in. Aquarius, so many changes are coming, and imagine how fast things will change for you in 2026. Can you even imagine it? Right around your birthday or solar return, everything starts to move fast. Wow, you've come through a lot, and today is special, as the personal planets change your heart and your perspective about things from the past and everything that has happened to you over the past years. Let's close the door on some of your bad decisions and off-kilter actions over the past 13 years or so. You're riding high, and now is the time to forget about all of that and just move on. To the extent that you can move on is how you will be rewarded. You've come to be known for your artistry, talents, and advanced thinking. Use it. You have something big to contribute to the world still. Pisces, you can make plans, but something else always comes up to change your long-range plans. You've come a long way and established yourself and have your feet firmly planted on the ground. You can, if you want, take chances, go to the casino, buy a lottery ticket, and believe in your good fortune and uncanny luck. You certainly have it. It makes you happy to do so, to think about the future and that anything could happen. It's your time to experiment with what works and what doesn't. And in this way, you'll find the perfect formula for financial success, which could be in your future. Manage your health and wellness. Listen to your body and maintaining healthy habits. This will help. Soon you could be sitting pretty financially. Well, that's all I have to say for today. Don't mind my cold. I'm getting over the flu. So have a wonderful day today.